All right, baby, Tennessee covered. We like to see it. We like to see it. The next leg is Houston, UCF. Houston is up by 8. They need to win by 9. We got 3 minutes and 10 seconds left. 59-60 in that game. Check that. 60-52. DraftKings is ahead. Always will be in Vegas. Cash out still suspended, even though we've got a check mark. We got a check mark. We got an 8-point cover. UConn's up by 1, and then we get the battle in Ames coming up against BYU and Iowa State. We need Iowa State to win by 7.5. This parlay started out as being a plus 1163. So hopefully we can keep this rolling, you know? Like CCR said, rolling, rolling on a river. I don't know why he says tyne and bine the way he does in those songs, but I love John Fogerty and I will not hear anything else. Let's get into the out of left field question. (313) 586-7610. That is the out of left field question number. That is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line number. And the question tonight was, what's a piece of memorabilia that you would pay no matter what? Price doesn't matter. You would get it. TV show, movie, sporting complex, whatever. That's the out of left field question. Grant, I can buy out right now for $1,183. Do I do it?
In the break, you said 15.
Yep. Now it's 9. It is jumping, dude. Because Houston's now up by not a lot. They're up 63-56, 209 left. All they got to do is hit a 3. Man, that thing, if we could just jump to 15. Anyways, content, radio show. Nobody cares about your bets. 913-586, what are you going to own? Grant, you've won the coin toss. Would you like to kick or defer?
I'll defer.
Okay. Mine, there are two. One and foremost, I think it'd be very cool to own Hugh Hefner's robe. How slick, the original robe.
The silk robe.
That's right, baby.
Does that count as memorabilia?
Sure it does.
You just want to own a person's items?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'd want to do. I would be able to walk around a house or a get-together, and people would be like, ooh, that's a pretty slick robe. Where'd you get that? It was Hugh Hefner's. Want to see the stain inside for proof? Because he was a coffee drinker and smoked cigars, there was probably a little ash or something. The other one that I would like to own would be the pool table that they lay on at the end of The Wire when they've ended their police reign. Because they do like the mockery funeral or whatever it is. I wouldn't mind that. Because then it'd be like, damn, where'd you get this pool table? It's in The Wire. You remember when McNulty was done? He laid on it? Yeah, that's this table that you're laying on. I feel like that'd be two pretty cool pieces of memorabilia to own. Now, granted, one is a robe worn by the Hef. The other one is a pool table that was on set of a show. You could own any sort of sports memorabilia from anything, movie, TV, sporting, sports, whatever. But those were my two, Grant. What are yours? Or what is yours?
I had a couple bouncing around, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just because George Brett inspired me or not. But I was thinking about the urinal that Larry David creates from his spite store in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
I might want one of those where it, like, closes.
That'd be nice.
I also was thinking maybe the from Office Space, the tchotchkes, like, pieces of flair. Like,
go around rocking pieces of flair.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that at? Office Space.
And the sports one I had was, at one point, I tweeted about getting a Jacob Pullen Barcelona basketball jersey.
Ooh.
And he texted me, or he tweeted at me, and he said, I got you. And I followed up in the DMs, like, let me know if this is for real. And then he ghosted me.
So you have been ghosted.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
I'd love that. That'd be 6 jersey, I think.
That'd be very awesome. The 941 says the Mustang from the movie Bullet. Never seen it, but I understand. From the 913, Mahomes' red underwear. Good luck with that. Because he doesn't ever give those up when they're winning. At least I think in the playoffs. Somebody from the 913, I want my wife's deceased grandpa's Johnny Cash signed meal card for his Euro tour. Her grandpa played banjo in a band that toured with him. That's pretty sick. Alonzo's Black Monte Carlo from Training Day. So badass. That's from Max.
816 wants Crown Vision in his backyard when they tear down the K. That's pretty sick.
You got to be careful what you're watching, though. You might get a noisy or a neighbor from down the street. It's like, yeah, saw you had Oppenheimer on the other night. Must have paid $6 for it. Didn't want to call us? No, not really. Crown Vision, that'd be awesome. 913-586-7610. If you could own any sort of memorabilia, what would it be? Sports, television shows. However you're feeling. I remember, and the reason I brought this up was the George Brett story about owning a urinal. And then also, there was a booth from the show The Sopranos that just sold for $82,000. Do you remember we were getting so weird that people were like finding gum from athletes and then selling it on eBay? I don't know if you remember this. Somebody tried to sell Dennis Rodman's like gum one time, I remember. It was weird.
I just never know how you'd verify any of that. Like, what if I just chewed up some gum? I'm like, yeah, I pulled this from the United Center.
You better hope you saw him spit it out and you got it on video. Look.
Michael Jordan was chewing on this.
I thought one day they tried to make Michael Jordan sweat and they put it into cologne. I could be wrong about that, but I feel like that's a true story. I would want one of the flat top grills that's well seasoned from cooking a million dogs and brats. That from the 785. Masterpiece No Limit Tank, the big one. What do you have, a tank? Yeah. How'd you get it? It was Masterpiece. Tony Montana's desk from the 816. Everything that comes on it or just the desk? Jackie Robinson's first home run ball from the 816.
Text line, Mahomes' cracked helmet.
That'd be
from
a
that
sick
game against
one.
The Dolphins, that's a good one.
I just want the piece of the helmet.
The little chunk?
Yeah, why not? That'd be kind of sick, don't? The box from the movie 7 from the 913. Then you would essentially know what's in the box, which would be nice. The ball from King Griffey Jr. and Sr.'s back-to-back home run. That'd be legit.
The Bud Kilmer statue from Varsity Blues?
Still there, too heavy to move. Ripped and stretched Navy Pacers jersey from Ron Artest from the Malice in the Palace. I still can't get over that video. Nipsey Hussle's chains. The yacht from Wolf of Wall Street. The table the study group used in the TV show Community. The Blues Brothers blank box Dodge, South Mick. 913-586-7610. What is something of memorabilia that you would love to own if money wasn't an issue? From the 816, I'd take the Joe Boo statue from Major League. Oh, home run bat, not ball, from Jackie Robinson. The red Dodge Ram from the movie Twister. We got cows. They're doing a remake of that movie. Do you see that called Twisters?
Is it a remake or is it like a sequel?
Oh,
or
yeah,
prequel
I think
something.
It's like one of those. Sequel or prequel.
Some sort of story.
But Paxton's dead. Philip Seymour Hoffman's dead. Which coincidentally, his name in Twister was Dusty. Somebody from the 816 is nasty. They said they want Chris Jones's shorts from the 40-yard dash. 815, the briefcase from Pulp Fiction. What about Harry Potter's broom? Nobody want that? That's too nerdy. Vin Diesel's GTO from XXX. The IT machine from South Park. Or the IT machine. The internal flame from Raiders Stadium as it was used as a fire pit. Bruce Willis's watch from Pulp Fiction and the kangaroo. I don't know the amount of swag that I feel I would have if I was just rocking Hugh Hefner's robe. Another one that I would love is like Tom DeLonge's original Seafoam Green Fender Strat from Blink 182. That'd be kind of nice.
I'm not even a Blink guy, and that's cool.
That guitar was just different when I was a kid. It was like Seafoam Green. No one else really had one like it. I mean, the obvious would be probably like Bruce Springsteen's shirt or jeans from the video, Dancing in the Dark. Just to know what it smells like. Kelly Leak's Motorcycle, Bad News Bears, the original. Kane's Mask from Bad Blood 97. Dale Earnhardt's car from Daytona 500. Somebody said they wanted that so much they put it on there three times. I don't know, man. Sarah Marshall from Forgetting Sarah Marshall. That's the Out of Left Field question, 913-586-7610. Tonight's question was, what sort of memorabilia from a show, movie, or a sporting situation would you like to own if price wasn't an issue? That's Grant Nicholson. I'm Dusty Likens. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Chiefs and L'Jarius Sneed in a dream trade situation on After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. Back here on After Hours. I can't believe we lost that Houston game by a half a point. A half a point. Hate to see it. That's why you gamble, for the thrill. I was feeling like we might have gotten a little close. They're so quick to put the loss up there, too. UConn's up 9. They got to win by 5. Tennessee covered. Iowa State's up by 3. They got to win by 8. Hopefully one of them fails. Kind of. Do your thing. I don't know how they do things in the Kansas side of schools. Did you guys ever make a trip to like Jefferson City? For like the state capital or anything like that for Missouri?
We didn't go to Jeff City, but we went to Topeka.
Topeka is where you guys went.
For Kansas.
Which that would make sense.
Yeah.
Did you love that trip?
The trip was fine. The big thing is like you can go up in the state capitol building. You like go up in the dome or whatever. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think the coolest thing about when we were kids in Missouri and we went to the state capitol, we took the Amtrak. The way there was awesome. The way back sucked because some people's parents had to be chaperones and they didn't take the Amtrak there. They drove. And then guess what happened? The kids whose parents went, they got to ride home with mom and dad. And guess who was home an hour before you were? That's right.
All of them.
I think the two best field trips we had, well, I take that back. There was a place called School of Economics, which is exactly what you can think it is with that title, where you would get a job, and then it was like a little town, and people would come to your place or whatever. There was a dirt cup station. That was always like the first place people wanted to work, because you just made dirt cups and sold them.
We went to one of those, but I don't remember what it was called. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was Economic City or whatever.
School of Economics.
School of Economics.
How dare you?
Sorry.
We also had a place, we went to Kaleidoscope. That was down at Union Station.
Kaleidoscope was cool.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Like a lot of kids were like, oh, nerd, science is going to suck. Dude, it was so awesome.
Is it still there? What's it called now?
I don't know. I don't know how you could change it from a different name than Kaleidoscope. That was amazing.
Did you do the bicycle that's like in the air with the bricks?
Yes.
Yeah.
We also did the neon room where I think it was just like wax. That's how you knew like who was kinky at age like 12. Because it was like, I want to say like an ultraviolet room and then all the colors you could like splatter. Oh, yeah. I came out there. I just had, like, face paint all over. They're like, it goes on the construction paper, Dusty, not your face. Yeah, well, tell that to Maria, too. Guess where we're going to be in freshman year of high school?
Mm-hmm. 913 says Exchange City. That's what I was talking about.
That's what it's called now?
Or that's what it was called when I went there.
Is that what the Kansas School of Economics is called? Or that's what Kaleidoscope's called?
No, that's what the economics thing was.
Oh,
for
Exchange for City?
Us on the Kansas side. Exchange City.
There's a lot of people telling you it's called Exchange City.
It's like eight people.
The other cool one we had was Kipper Arena. We got to go watch a full-ass rodeo and a man perform. I think it was a group. I want to say it might have been Lone Star. I don't know why that's in my memory, but we got to go there, and at that field trip, my stepfather was the chaperone, and he packed a lunch.
Did you ever do Flat Stanley?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, never mind.
What is it?
Supposed to, like, it's like about traveling, like doing fun stuff. Mm. I took my Flat Stanley to Kemper Arena to see a monster truck show.
Mm.
That was cool.
What's a Flat Stanley?
I don't remember the story, but like this kid gets flattened and he's like mailed around the world.
Oh.
And you're supposed to like send it to relatives and like take it on trips and stuff.
Oh, okay. No, I was in the slower classes and we had a stuffed animal. And you got to take a stuffed animal with you and then you got to present it to the class of what you did over the weekend. And you had to write a paper and send it in. Dusty, what high school did you go to? Blue Springs South or Lee Summit School? I went to Blue Springs High School, home of the Wildcats. That's what they do every time they score a touchdown. It's cheesy. Class of 06. Somebody says they went to Steamboat Arabia. Yeah, School of Economics in Blue Springs is still there. My son went last year. Praise be. Did they do the Dirt Cup? Because you always wanted to work in the bank. The bank's where you made the most money. And at one spot in the School of Economics, at least when I went there, there was a Taco Bell. I don't know. All they had was like soft tacos and hard tacos. But you'd go take your money and you'd buy two of each in a Dirt Cup and you sat back and you had that little like chocolate rim around your mouth because you were still unaware of what you had on your face. Oh, man, you had a great day. My V card was taken 8th grade trip to St. Louis Zoo. No, it was not. That's not true. You did not lose your V card on an 8th grade trip to the St. Louis Zoo. Where do you do that? How do you even have that thought? Well, I mean, great for you.
The reptile room?
Yeah, you weren't doing it where everybody's like watching the gorillas on the bus. To have that knowledge, V-card taken, 8th grade trip, St. Louis Zoo, poor chaperones.
There's no way that's true.
They were watching? What are y'all doing back there? Stop. Act like you hate each other. Do you think there's a chance that the Chiefs could flip Legarius Sneed for a wide receiver one? Or am I in fantasy land?
It seems pretty unlikely, Dusty.
Okay. Well, Andy Sweeney of the Indianapolis, whatever. That's really rude of me. But Andy Sweeney of 1057 The Fan in Indianapolis said this about the likability of Michael Pittman Jr. being traded.
I do not believe he's available for a trade. I would be absolutely stunned. On top of it, Chris Ballard has said that Pittman is going to be a part of the team next year. And so I think that's it. You know, we're talking a lot about corner, and that matters so much. The other thing that matters, and you guys know this, it's an easy football 101 thing, you got to put something around your young quarterback. And, you know, last year Anthony Richardson goes down. You know, if they don't have Michael Pittman on their team, they don't have very much. I mean, it's just plain and simple, they don't have very much. In fact, they need to make sure they keep Michael Pittman. And, you know, this is such a deep wide receiver draft. You know, I think them at 15 in the first round getting another wide receiver, maybe the kid Brian Thomas from LSU, somebody like that to add to that room is something they need to do. They could even do that with some later valuable picks. But I think first round, you told me they even went wide receiver. So I don't think Pittman is ever going to be on the block.
The only reason that I say that there's a chance is because it makes me think, like, we've seen this before, and I don't know why we don't do it anymore, but, like, we've seen athletes get traded for athletes, right? We've seen coaches and players get traded for coaches and players. Champ Bailey, you know. you're so used to seeing the Chiefs have traded L'Jarius Sneed to the blank team for two picks, a second, a fourth, and a possible compensatory third. Ah, great. And why not have it happen today? Right? How much more money do you think Michael Pittman Jr. is going to make than L'Jarius Sneed? Let's say Michael Pittman Jr. gets $140 million for 4 years. You would assume L'Jarius Sneed's probably going to get $80 from a team, especially with the desperation of need for a cornerback when the league is now transitioning to quarterback and wide receiver one play. You ain't got to pay Michael Pittman Jr. You might be able to find a spot in the mid-round of the first, and then you've got Joshua Downs, another rookie wide receiver. You sure as hell can go find a free agent for cheap. Anthony Richardson's got targets. Oh, and by the way, you've got a lockdown corner on the other side. And what do the Chiefs have? They pay their wide receiver one. They're picking at 32. No one's going to trade with the Chiefs until the end of the second or the end of the third round because nobody wants great to be greater. Why not? Who knows? It could happen. Probably won't happen. But maybe we speak it into existence. Maybe we'll see something like that. I had no idea what a flat Stanley was, but a lot of you want me to bring it back up on the other side. 913-586-7610. Thank you for joining our show. That's Grant Nicholson. I'm Dusty Likens. We'll get back to your flat Stanley stories on the other side on 610 Sports Radio. Listen after hours.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
They can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop? I spit it through the wire, man.
Normally it's Friday nights that get out of hand.
I gladly risk it all right now.
Not very many times do I get considered or called great.
Shottown, what's going on?
But this person from the 816 says, you're so great, Dust, man. Bringing back so many memories. I got a little fill-up at the art museum in 8th grade. Well, I'm glad that that memory got you back there. You got to go to third base at the art museum. I wish you would have paid more attention in the art museum. Grant, what's the worst someone's butchered your name?
The worst someone's butchered my name?
Mm-hmm.
Mine's not like a very easy name.
Right. You can imagine my name gets butchered.
Yeah.
Lickens.
Grant's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm. So,
Nicholson? I got that one time.
Nicholson?
I didn't think it was a hard CK.
We get like Lickens, Lichens, stuff like that.
I'm sure yours is tough.
It sucks.
Mine's pretty straightforward.
So, every once in a while, I bring up stories and I forget sometimes who's listening. I forget that a scholar of mine, or not a scholar, a professor of mine once said that the microphone is more powerful than the hand grenade. True, right? And by the effect it can have. And I forget that I talk a lot of golf. Dude, I've never had my name butchered more than this. I'm not even kidding. And I've had my name butchered. So I was talking about how marshals and clubhouse guys, not the golf pros, but clubhouse guys, and sometimes they're grouchy, and I don't know why. They get free golf. They get to have fun. Like, you work at a golf course. And there was one time, Rob Brenton was there. I'm not trying to bring him in on the story, but Rob Brenton was there, and like, dude, this marshal was so angry at Fred Urbana's golf course. Like, he was like, Likens, group three. I was like, yeah. And he said it like three times, just like that. Likens, group three. And I'm like, literally on the putting green. And the first hole is 5 yards from the putting green. And I was like, yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here, is how I responded. Very stern, very annoyed. You're next. I said, we have 20 minutes till our tee time. My buddy's grabbing something from his car. And he'll be right back over here. I think Rob was grabbing his cooler. But I wasn't going to be like, hey, he's driving, you know. And he's like, well, you need to go. We're going to bump you. And I was like, okay, dude. First off, We have 20 minutes. The tee box is right there. I assure you we'll be there in 5 minutes. So anyways, I don't know when that was. I don't know what the day was, but I brought it up not too long ago. Well, Speck keeps getting these emails about me.
He's from the guy at the golf course?
I don't know if it's him or not, but I really want to call him. But I don't want to talk anything about the tee time. I want to talk about how bad he butchered my name. I'll screenshot the message if you don't believe me. I recently heard Rusty Vikings come on a PA out at Urbanus Golf. I'd like to talk to him personally if you could have him call me. I am the PA coordinator, and I understand he had a bad experience with one of our PAs. He commented online about the incident with no names given. I'd like to correct that situation. Thank you.
Rusty Vikings.
Rusty Vikings comment on a PA out at Urbanus Golf.
It's 0 for 2.
Okay. I don't know if it was him. I don't know who it was. It was 2 years ago. And the 816 says the same thing. Fred Urbanus is intense. Similar instance there. Dude, I don't know what it was. I really don't know what it is. And then there was another time that I was with Rob, and some dude was so hell-bent about getting off to the tee box that he just, like, let him go four. And I was like, I went to, it was a different marshal. And I was like, why is he going in front of us? And he's like, ah, hey, it's tee time's, you know, 2:15. I go, it's 2:05. Our tee time is at 2:05. And I go, first off, you booked our tee time way too close to each other. It should be 12 minutes apart at minimum. And he just goes, I don't know, man. And of course, the guy that went in front of us was a clown, sliced his drive, teed it up again, hooked his other one, didn't even get either ball, just drove his cart down the middle of the car, of the middle of the fairway, hit another shot, who cares, never saw him again. But if you're going to try to correct a problem, it says my damn name on the app that he saw. Because he says, again, recently heard Rusty Vikings comment on PA out at Urbanus Golf. You know this guy hates me if he's calling it Urbanus Golf, because that's not the name. I'd like to talk to him personally if you could have him call me. I'm the PA coordinator. I understand he had a bad experience with one of our PAs. He commented online about the incident with no names given. I'd like to correct that situation. Thank you. I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy that's going to go up to you and be like, sir, what's your name? The name's Frank Miller. Okay. Because those guys that are angry, they'll give it to you. They'll give you the first and last name, thinking, knowing that you're not going to go anywhere with it. But what I'd love this guy to do, what I'd love to get to do, email my boss again and be like, you know, we know Dusty talks a lot of golf. He seems like he plays it a lot. What if he was sponsored by us? Oh, baby. That's like my biggest goal with sports radio, is to get sponsored by a golf course so that then I can go out there and I don't care if it's a bad golf course.
Couple rounds of free golf?
To me, there's no such thing as a bad golf course if it's a free golf course. Hey, Teetering Rock, you want me to do a video live on the dragon that's on one of your holes? Dead serious, dragon. Like art or whatever it is. Or a kraken, I don't know what it is. Dragon. I'll do it. And I'll come out there and I'll work on my irons and my wedges for free. Hey, Shamrock and Lee Summit or wherever the hell you're located, I'll do it there. Hoots Hollow, you want me to come out there and smoke a cig with your clubhouse guy who's always grouchy? Hoots Hollow, how you doing? Okay, all right. It is 9 a.m. on a Friday. How are you already to this level of pissed? You want to hang out with whoever the hell his name is at Fred Urbanus and see if I can get him kinder? Or more kind? You're listening to After Hours, sponsored by Fred Urbanus Golf Course. Whack him, hit him, putt him, slam him. We love your company. But don't you ever. Maybe it was a speak to text.
It's got to be speak to text, right?
But even if it is,
How does speak to text Dusty Likens come out Rusty Vikings? Is there enough there to believe? RVDL. Yeah, I was listening to that Rusty Viking guy the other night. He's talking about some sort of PA in Arbanus. I'm the PA in Arbanus. Was he talking about me? I don't know. Were you there on a Sunday 2 years ago and there was a big, tall, 6'4" guy carrying a KU cooler and we lied to you about it? Maybe. Rusty Viking. Painted Hills all day. Sponsor it. No more Crown Jewel, just the Rusty Viking it is. I hope somebody butchers your name one day. Worse than that.
I'm trying to come up with a good one. I don't know.
Like in emails, I've been called a dumbass, a Crown Jewel, a special man, Rusty Viking, and there's been a few others. Oh, boy.
I've gotten Greg a lot.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, you do that show on Wednesdays with what, Greg Nicholson?
Yep. You and Rusty.
I don't even correct people anymore.
Yeah, no way.
You know how many times I've gone to Chick-fil-A? And what's the name on the order? It's Dustin. Justin? Okay, pull forward. Thank you. I got an order for a Justin? Yep, that's me. That's me. Blue Springs Golf Club. Absolutely. Grew up on that hole or that course. Grew up on that hole. That's interesting to say. From the 816, Dusty, can I get a happy birthday shout out to my wife, Brooke? She's a big fan. We both are. That's from ZC. Brooke, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Brooke. Me named Alejandro in the 90s in the Midwest was rough. I would have just gone by Alex. And it's tough, too, when you go to class on the first day and your damn name. And I feel bad for teachers because that's always got to be tough. All right. And you could tell when, like, the spit was balling up in their throat when they'd say my name because it's real easy to recognize Dustin. And then you see my last name. And if my last name was spelt with a Y, it would have never been an issue, but it's L-I-K-I-N-S. So people just want to ride with that lick. But there ain't no L-I-C-K. It's just L-I-K-I-N-S.
What was the batting average for people getting it right first time? Did they hit 500?
No, below the Mendoza line. Yeah. It was always, really? Oh yeah. It was always Dusty Lickens. Now, the thing that was great is my sister was 3 years older. So if I got planted into those classes, they'd be like, Dusty, like, are you Summer's brother? God, I...
They can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they, huh? I spit it through the wire, man.
Normally, it's Friday nights that get out of hand.
I gladly risk it all right now.
Not very many times do I get considered or called great. But this person from the 816 says, you're so great, Dust Man. Bringing back so many memories. I got a little fill up at the art museum in 8th grade. Well, I'm glad that that memory got you back there. You got to go to third base at the art museum. I wish you would have paid more attention in the art museum. Grant, what's the... what's the worst someone's butchered your name?
The worst someone's butchered my name?
Mm-hmm.
Mine's not like a very easy name.
Right. You can imagine my name gets butchered.
Yeah.
Lickens.
Grant's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm. So,
Nicholson? I got that one.
Nicholson?
They didn't think it was a hard CK.
We get like Lickens, Lichens. Stuff like that.
I'm sure yours is tough.
It sucks.
Mine's pretty straightforward.
So every once in a while I bring up stories and I forget sometimes who's listening. I forget that a scholar of mine, or not a scholar, a professor of mine once said that the microphone is more powerful than the hand grenade. True, right? And by the effect it can have. And I forget that I talk a lot of golf. Dude, I've never had my name butchered more than this. I'm not even kidding. And I've had my name butchered. So I was talking about how marshals and clubhouse guys, not the golf pros, but clubhouse guys, and sometimes they're grouchy, and I don't know why. They get free golf. They get to have fun. Like, you work at a golf course. And there was one time, Rob Brenton was there. I'm not trying to bring him in on the story. But Rob Brenton was there, and like, dude, this marshal was so angry at Fred Urbana's golf course. Like, he was like, Likens, group three. I was like, yeah. And he said it like three times, just like that. Likens, group three. And I'm like, literally on the putting green. And the first hole is 5 yards from the putting green. And I was like, yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here, is how I responded. Very stern, very annoyed. You're next. I said, we have 20 minutes till our tee time. My buddy's grabbing something from his car, and he'll be right back over here. I think Rob was grabbing his cooler. But I wasn't going to be like, hey, he's driving, you know. And he's like, well, you need to go. We're going to bump you. And I was like, okay, dude. First off, we have 20 minutes. The tee box is right there. I assure you we'll be there in 5 minutes. So anyways, I don't know when that was. I don't know what the day was, but I brought it up not too long ago. Well, Speck keeps getting these emails about me.
He's from the guy at the golf course?
I don't know if it's him or not, but I really want to call him. But I don't want to talk anything about the tee time. I want to talk about how bad he butchered my name. I'll screenshot the message if you don't believe me. I recently heard Rusty Vikings come on a PA out at Urbana's Golf. I'd like to talk to him personally if you could have him call me. I am the PA coordinator, and I understand he had a bad experience with one of our PAs. He commented online about the incident with no names given. I'd like to correct that situation. Thank you.
Rusty Vikings.
Rusty Vikings comment on a PA out at Urbana's Golf.
It's 0-2.
Okay. I don't know if it was him. I don't know who it was. It was 2 years ago. And the 816 says the same thing. Fred Urbana's is intense. Similar instance there. Dude, I don't know what it was. I really don't know what it is. And then there was another time that I was with Rob, and some dude was so hell-bent about getting off to the tee box that he just, like, let him go four. And I was like, I went to, it was a different marshal. And I was like, why is he going in front of us? And he's like, ah, hey, it's tee time's, you know, 2:15. I go, it's 2:05. Our tee time is at 2:05. And I go, first off, you booked our tee time way too close to each other. It should be 12 minutes apart at minimum. And he just goes, I don't know, man. And of course, the guy that went in front of us was a clown, sliced his drive, teed it up again, hooked his other one, didn't even get either ball, just drove his cart down the middle of the car, of the middle of the fairway, hit another shot, who cares, never saw him again. But if you're going to try to correct a problem, it says my damn name on the app that he saw. Because he says, again, recently heard Rusty Vikings comment on PA out at Urbana's Golf. You know this guy hates me if he's calling it Urbana's Golf, because that's not the name. I'd like to talk to him personally if you could have him call me. I'm the PA coordinator. I understand he had a bad experience with one of our PAs. He commented online about the incident with no names given. I'd like to correct that situation. Thank you. I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy that's going to go up to you and be like, sir, what's your name? The name's Frank Miller. Okay. Because those guys that are angry, they'll give it to you. They'll give you the first and last name, thinking, knowing that you're not going to go anywhere with it. But what I'd love this guy to do, what I'd love to get to do, email my boss again and be like, you know, we know Dusty talks a lot of golf. He seems like he plays it a lot. What if he was sponsored by us? Oh, baby. That's like my biggest goal with sports radio is to get sponsored by a golf course so that then I can go out there and I don't care if it's a bad golf course.
Couple rounds of free golf?
To me, there's no such thing as a bad golf course if it's a free golf course. Hey, Teetering Rock, you want me to do a video live on the dragon that's on one of your holes? Dead serious, dragon. Like art or whatever it is. Or a kraken, I don't know what it is. Dragon. I'll do it. And I'll come out there and I'll work on my irons and my wedges for free. Hey, Shamrock and Lee Summit or wherever the hell you're located, I'll do it there. Hoots Hollow, you want me to come out there and smoke a cig with your clubhouse guy who's always grouchy? Hoots Hollow, how you doing? Okay, all right. It is 9 a.m. on a Friday. How are you already to this level of pissed? You want to hang out with whoever the hell his name is at Fred Urbanus and see if I can get him kinder? Or more kind? You're listening to After Hours, sponsored by Fred Urbanus Golf Course. Whack 'em, hit 'em, putt 'em, slam 'em. We love your company. But don't you ever. Maybe it was a speak to text.
It's got to be speak to text, right?
But even if it is, how does speak to text Dusty Likens come out Rusty Vikings? Is there enough there to believe? RVDL. Yeah, I was listening to that Rusty Viking guy the other night. He's talking about some sort of PA in Urbanus. I'm the PA in Urbanus. Was he talking about me? I don't know. Were you there on a Sunday 2 years ago and there was a big, tall, 6'4" guy carrying a KU cooler and we lied to you about it? Maybe. Rusty Viking. Painted Hills all day. Sponsor it. No more Crown Jewel, just the Rusty Viking it is. I hope somebody butchers your name one day. Worse than that.
I'm trying to come up with a good one. I don't know.
Like in emails, I've been called a dumbass, a crown jewel, a special man, Rusty Viking, and there's been a few others. Oh, boy.
I've gotten Greg a lot.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, you do that show on Wednesdays with what, Greg Nicholson?
Yep. You and Rusty.
I don't even correct people anymore.
Yeah, no way.
You know how many times I've gone to Chick-fil-A? And what's the name on the order? It's Dustin. Justin? Okay, pull forward. Thank you. I got an order for a Justin? Yep, that's me. That's me. Blue Springs Golf Club. Absolutely. Grew up on that hole, or that course. Grew up on that hole. That's interesting to say. From the 816, Dusty, can I get a happy birthday shout out to my wife, Brooke? She's a big fan. We both are. That's from ZC. Brooke, happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya, Brooke. Me named Alejandro in the 90s in the Midwest was rough. I would have just gone by Alex. And it's tough, too, when you go to class on the first day. And your damn name, and I feel bad for teachers because that's always got to be tough. All right, and you could tell when like the spit was balling up in their throat when they'd say my name because it's real easy to recognize Dustin. And then you see my last name, and if my last name was spelled with a Y, it would have never been an issue. But it's Likins, so people just want to ride with that lick. But there ain't no Lick. It's just Likins.
What was the batting average for people getting it right first time? Did they hit 500?
No, below the Mendoza line. Yeah. It was always, really? Oh yeah. It was always Dusty Likens. Now, the thing that was great is my sister was 3 years older. So if I got planted into those classes, they'd be like, Dusty Likens, are you Summer's brother? God, I loved her and I hate you. It was always how that went. Shout out Miss Cipolla. My sister answered the question tonight. She said she'd have the McAllister's house in Home Alone. Give me Kevin's cheese pizza from Home Alone 2. That's what I want. your very own cheese pizza.
Your sister wanted the mansion. You're just taking a pizza?
That's all I want. That pizza never
no
looked.
No toppings?
Oh, man. That pizza's never looked better. All right. We'll get to my final thoughts. I'll get out of here. I'm sorry this night went so quick for you. It is what it is, or it schmiz what it schmiz. I'm Rusty Viking. That's Grant Nicholson. You're listening to After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
That's right.
I'm trying to stump you with this one.
Yeah. I just don't know how you can't not like this song. You could not be a Bruce Springsteen fan. I don't know how you don't have to like Taco Bell. Someone gives you a chicken quesadilla, I guarantee you that thing bangs. Hey there, baby. And if you can kind of get it down and you're confident in yourself and you just pull this out of nowhere and just start singing it and there's somebody there that fancies your attention, you might have a chance. Thank you so much for the birthday shout-out. Made Stevie proud with that song from Brooke. Happy birthday, Brooke, once again. My name is Christian. I get called Christina more than I'd like to admit. That's just probably because you ran into people that had, like, dyslexia. That's what that is. They see that Christian real quick, and they're like, oh. I read that way too fast. Dusty, can I get a shout-out for my girlfriend's birth? It's her birthday. See, now this is a tough last name, and I just talked about how I was butchering name. Fennell? Did I nail that? Jillian Fennell?
It's 100% what I would have gone with.
Okay. 913, happy birthday to Jillian Fennell. I hope you get laid tonight now. I did have somebody, they wanted me to give a shout out to their son who was a 10-year-old doing a jujitsu thing, like a pay-per-view. They sent me the Instagram reaction. Pretty cool. I know I think to this like, oh, that's nothing, you know, saying somebody's name or whatever on the air, but they sent me the video of like the kid hearing it. And it's interesting because you could kind of like see the kid develop what's happening. And you can definitely know in this video that girls are smarter than boys because the girls like kind of knows it's happening. And he's just in the back seat. His dad's got a recording going. And I was like, yeah, shout out to, you know, my 10-year-old son who's in a pay-per-view. He's got a jiu-jitsu fight coming up this Saturday and said his name. And as you say the building blocks, he starts to kind of like look up and he's like, wait a minute. And then you say his name. And then I was like, I guarantee you I'd get my ass kicked by a 10-year-old that knows jiu-jitsu. Absolutely. Leg sweep, elbow, some sort of like crouching tiger, hidden dragon, sleeper hold. I'm tapping. Safely okay to admit that. My name is Corey, and for some dumb reason, I get called Cody. Good to see Cody Tapp joining the show tonight. How many hours do you think Alex Gold and Cody Tapp in their life have listened to After Hours? Over or under 1.5?
Probably over.
No.
Only you've had them on combined.
But I've had him on for like 5 total minutes, like 5 times. So at the most, we're at 25. Simply not good. Yeah. How many hours of After Hours do you think Carrington Harrison's listening to? Over under 30 minutes.
You don't think it's ever on in the car as he's going home?
I think that there are times where we have conversations after his show is ending and mine's getting ready to begin, where he might be like, okay, Dusty seemed a little rammed up today. I want to hear what he has to lead with. But I feel like as soon as he, because this is me. This is me being honest. The minute I get done with the show and get in my car, it's either white noise or it's music. The last thing I want to hear is like, earlier today, pro football. I'm like, I don't want to hear what I just talked about. And maybe I'm weird.
Well, you just did 4 hours of it.
Yeah.
It's like if you had your day job, you don't want to go home and be thinking about your day job, you know?
Yeah. Although, yeah. I don't know if any of you have seen this yet, But good things come to an end, unfortunately. And I didn't see this coming. And according to multiple sources, NBC Sports being the number one, NFL Network's New York-based Good Morning Football is ending its run. On March 29th, it will then later return for a date to be determined as an LA-based show, likely with a two-hour footprint from 8 to 10 a.m. or 5 to 7 a.m. Pacific time. Should have never got rid of Kay Adams. Am I wrong? That's not a shot at her replacement. But Good Morning Football is going to be moved from New York to L.A., and now it's only going to be 2 hours long from 8 to 10 a.m. I thought that was like the number one NFL show during the NFL season.
Yeah.
Is it NFL Live? Are more people in tune to that? More people want to see what Dan Orlovsky's wedding ring color is going to be that week?
Dude, I've never been a big fan of NFL Live. It's fine.
I like Marcellus and Mina, but I don't really like anybody else. Every once in a while, they'll have like Ryan Clark on there. Like, I love Stephen A. and Shannon on Monday. Like, I make it a point to watch those two. But yeah, that's pretty crazy, man. Monday Morning Football. Gonna go to L.A. And gonna go from New York to L.A. And it's only gonna be 2 hours. So that's gonna be what? 7 to 9 in the morning for us? If it's 8 to 10 Eastern, or is that 9 to 11? No, that's 7 to 9, right?
If it's 5 to 7 Pacific, it's 7 to 9 for us.
Yeah. Way to go for that. The other thing that I'm really confused upon is if you're going to do something obscene in public, why do people have to get naked? I just saw an article from TMZ.
Doing something obscene.
A Colombian dude had it his way when he decided to take a full body soak and plunge into a Burger King water tank on the roof. Your rules. I don't know. I don't know why people got to get naked in public. Ain't nobody want to see that. Thanks to Grant Nicholson. Thanks to Josh Verner who joined us tonight. Thanks to all of your texts. Thanks to all your listeners. Happy birthday, Brooke. Happy birthday, Jillian. Happy frickin' Wednesday. Everybody else out there. I'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget, Josh Verner's on from 6 to 7. Brady Singer and Alec Marsh, the guy with the really nice ass. And Brady Singer, the guy that's got a new pitch. By the way, the Royals have a 2.33 ERA in spring so far. I'm just saying, go do nice things for people. You'll never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It's cool to care. Stay safe and stay nice, Kansas City. I love you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're listening to After Hours.
That's right.
I'm trying to stump you with this one.
Yeah. I just don't know how you can't not like this song. You cannot be a Bruce Springsteen fan. I go to bed feeling. I don't know how you don't have to like Taco Bell. Someone gives you a chicken quesadilla, I guarantee you that thing bangs. Hey there, baby. And if you can kind of get it down and you're confident in yourself and you just pull this out of nowhere and just start singing it and there's somebody there that fancies your attention, you might have a chance. Thank you so much for the birthday shout out. Made Stevie proud with that song from Brooke. Happy birthday, Brooke, once again. My name is Christian. I get called Christina more than I'd like to admit. That's just probably because you ran into people that had like dyslexia. That's what that is. They see that Christian real quick and they're like, oh, I read that way too fast. Dusty, can I get a shout out for my girlfriend's birth? It's her birthday. See, now this is a tough last name. And I just talked about how I was butchering names. Fennell? Did I nail that? Jillian Fennell?
It's 100% what I would have gone with.
Okay. 913, happy birthday to Jillian Fennell. I hope you get laid tonight now.
I did have somebody, they wanted me to give a shout out to their son who was a 10-year-old doing a jujitsu thing, like a pay-per-view. They sent me the Instagram reaction. Pretty cool. I know I think to this like, oh, that's nothing, you know, saying somebody's name or whatever on the air, but they sent me the video of like the kid hearing it. And it's interesting because you could kind of like see the kid develop what's happening. And you can definitely know in this video that girls are smarter than boys because the girls like kind of knows it's happening. And he's just in the back seat. His dad's got a recording going. And I was like, yeah, shout out to, you know, my 10-year-old son who's in a pay-per-view. He's got a jiu-jitsu fight coming up this Saturday, and said his name. And as you say the, like, you know, the building blocks, he starts to kind of like look up and he's like, wait a minute. And then you say his name. And then I was like, I guarantee you I'd get my ass kicked by a 10-year-old that knows jiu-jitsu. Absolutely. Leg sweep, elbow, some sort of like crouching tiger, hidden dragon, sleeper hold. I'm tapping. Safely okay to admit that. My name is Corey, and for some dumb reason, I get called Cody. Good to see Cody Tapp joining the show tonight. How many hours do you think Alex Gold and Cody Tapp in their life have listened to After Hours? Over or under 1.5?
Probably over.
No.
Only you've had them on combined?
But I've had them on for like 5 total minutes, like 5 times. So at the most, we're at 25. Simply not good. Yeah. How many hours of After Hours do you think Carrington Harrison's listening to? Over under 30 minutes.
You don't think it's ever on in the car as he's going home?
I think that there are times where we have conversations after his show is ending and mine's getting ready to begin where he might be like, okay, Dusty seemed a little rammed up today. I want to hear what he has to lead with. But I feel like as soon as he, because this is me. This is me being honest. The minute I get done with the show and get in my car, it's either white noise or it's music. The last thing I want to hear is like, earlier today, pro football. I'm like, I don't want to hear what I just talked about. And maybe I'm weird.
Well, you just did 4 hours of it.
Yeah.
It's like if you had your day job, you don't want to go home and be thinking about your day job, you know?
Yeah. Although, yeah. I don't know if any of you have seen this yet, but good things come to an end. Unfortunately. And I didn't see this coming. And according to multiple sources, NBC Sports being the number one, NFL Network's New York-based Good Morning Football is ending its run. On March 29th, it will then later return for a date to be determined as an LA-based show, likely with a 2-hour footprint from 8 to 10 a.m. or 5 to 7 a.m. Pacific time. Should have never got rid of Kay Adams. Am I wrong? That's not a shot at her replacement. But Good Morning Football is going to be moved from New York to LA, and now it's only going to be 2 hours long from 8 to 10 a.m. I thought that was like the number one NFL show during the NFL season.
Yeah.
Is it NFL Live? Are more people in tune to that? More people want to see what Dan Orlovsky's wedding ring color is going to be that week.
Dude, I've never been a big fan of NFL Live. It's fine.
I like Marcellus and Mina, but I don't really like anybody else. Every once in a while, they'll have like Ryan Clark on there. Like, I love Stephen A. and Shannon on Monday. Like, I make it a point to watch those two. But yeah, that's pretty crazy, man. Monday Morning Football. Going to go to L.A. And going to go from New York to L.A. And it's only going to be 2 hours. So that's going to be what? 7 to 9 in the morning for us? If it's 8 to 10 Eastern, or is that 9 to 11? No, that's 7 to 9, right?
If it's 5 to 7 Pacific, it's 7 to 9 for us.
Yeah. Way to go for that. The other thing that I'm really confused upon is if you're going to do something obscene in public, why do people have to get naked? I just saw an article from TMZ.
Doing something obscene.
A Colombian dude had it his way when he decided to take a full body soak and plunge into a Burger King water tank on the roof. Your rules. I don't know. I don't know why people got to get naked in public. Ain't nobody want to see that. Thanks to Grant Nicholson. Thanks to Josh Verner who joined us tonight. Thanks to all of your texts. Thanks to all your listeners. Happy birthday, Brooke. Happy birthday, Jillian. Happy frickin' Wednesday, everybody else out there. I'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget, Josh Verner's on from 6 to 7. Brady Singer and Alec Marsh, the guy with the really nice ass. And Brady Singer, the guy that's got a new pitch. By the way, the Royals have a 2.33 ERA in spring so far. I'm just saying, go do nice things for people. You'll never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It's cool to care. Stay safe and stay nice, Kansas City. I love you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're listening to After Hours.